welcome back to another exciting episode of the Original Guru of Good Game. And I am your host, Zero Game, or you can just call me Zero G or Zero or just Z, whichever way you're comfortable with. All right. On today's episode, we are on to the final and third installment of the 3F series. And just in case you're wondering, if this is your first time listening, what the 3Fs are. So let's go over them again. Well, the 3Fs, those that get fucked, those that know how to get fucked, and those that know how to fuck. And on today's episode, we are going to finally get to those that know how to fuck. Now, I'm quite sure a majority is going to run up and go, yep, that's me. I know how to fuck. You ain't tell me nothing. But see, that's because you're thinking on this in a sexual manner. Even though it is sexual, but then again, it is not. But then again, it is. But then again, it really not. But then again, it really is. But then again, it's really, really not. So now that we done got that out the way and established, let's get on to those that know how to get fucked. And what does that mean? Those that know how to get fucked are people in general who already know they getting fucked and they have finally accepted that, so they know how to get fucked. Because remember, someone who knows how to get fucked is basically just somebody saying that if you gonna fuck me, at least I need to get some kind of satisfaction out of it. So they're the ones that, you know, if you gonna make me work 60 hours a week, then damn it, you gonna have to pay me some overtime and, you know, possibly kick in a little extra dollars per hour or whatever in order for you to fuck me the way you trying to fuck me. That's those that know how to get fucked. They know how to determine that, hey, if I'm getting fucked, I got to get something out of it. Whether it's a nut, whether it's cash, whether it's goods and services, doesn't matter. It's just that you're not going to just bend me over, make me take it up the rear, and then walk on off and act like you ain't did shit that warrants me to being pissed off about it. And that is where you get those that know how to get fucked, because they're not just going to take it. You know, if you're going to give it to me, damn it, I'm going to take it the way I want to get it. So now those that know how to fuck. Now, that's pretty much the first two categories, but with a little twist for the third. And the twist on the third part is basically that we say, I'm someone who knows how to fuck. In other words, that I know I'm getting fucked and I know how to get fucked. But this time around, oh, I'm determining who's fucking me. See, those that get fucked, they have no say so in none of it. Those that know how to get fucked, they at least get to say how they getting fucked and how often they getting fucked. And the way they getting fucked, you know, they going to make sure that if I'm going to get fucked, I'm getting something out of it. Now, those that know how to fuck are basically just saying to those that's trying to fuck them that, no, you not going to fuck me. And no, he's not going to fuck me. And no, she not going to fuck me. But that person right over there, now they going to fuck me. That company over there, I'll let them fuck me all the time. And that's how it basically gets down to those that know how to fuck. We just basically stating that, hey, if you gonna fuck me, I'm gonna pick who gonna fuck me and how they fuck me. And for how long and for when and where and the way they gonna fuck me. It's not gonna be their determination. It's gonna be your determination. In other words, that's more people who are self-sufficient, completely independent, you know. They don't need a job to survive because they know how to survive on their own. They don't need a big fancy house because they know how to build a house and live in a house, or they know how to take a previously made house and turn it into something better, something lovely, something that they want to live in, something that other people will drive by and go, wow, that's a nice ass house. I wouldn't mind being in that joint. I never thought about fixing a house up like that. Those are your know how to get fucked, people. Apologize for that. Those are, they know how to fuck people. A know how to fuck person is someone who is self-sufficient and independent. You know, they don't necessarily need to go to your local store and spend $1, $2, $3 on a roll of toilet paper, because they know how to actually make toilet paper. They don't need to go to the grocery store to buy, you know, fruits and vegetables and nuts and stuff like that. Why? Because they growing that shit in their own backyard or on their own little farm or their own little plot of land or wherever they growing that shit at. So they don't need to go to the store anymore to buy that shit because they got it at home. See, those are the people that know how to fuck. They know how to fuck this system of oppression and consumerism to basically, I'm going to do the fucking and I'm going to fuck myself if necessary before I let any of you fuckers fuck me. And if y'all going to fuck me, then I'm going to say who fucking me, when they fucking me, how they fucking me, and the way they fucking me. And that's a big deal because it puts you in a sense of control of your own life, your own destiny, where you going, how things is going to work out for you. You're not letting somebody else determine what works good for you and what don't work good for you. You are at a position where you determine that shit yourself. No longer letting a government or a corporation or a city official or even your fucking next door neighbor determine what the fuck you do, when you do, and how you do it. That's the beauty of being someone that knows how to fuck. I am in control of my own situation. I am the master of my own destiny. I will determine where I end up and how I end up instead of somebody else making that determination for me. And that, like I said, 95% walking around fall in the first two categories, those that get fucked, those that know how to get fucked. It is a very small percentage of those that know how to fuck. But that's hopeful, because if we got those that know how to fuck, they can offer inspiration and insight for those that get fucked and those that know how to get fucked. Because see, those that get fucked will look at those that know how to get fucked and they will transition to those that know how to get fucked, because they'll watch and they'll learn and they'll get some knowledge and they'll say, hey, y'all ain't fucking me like this anymore. I'm going to determine how you fuck me from now on. And then they move into the realm of those that know how to get fucked. And those that know how to get fucked, like I said, they know who fucking them, they know why they fucking them, and they know how they fucking them. But they get to determine the way they fuck them and determine they going to get something out of this fucking. I'm busting a nut one way or the other. So if you going to fuck me, Jack, you better put in some work, because damn it, I'm busting a nut. And then there's those who know how to fuck, because those that know how to get fucked will see the inspiration of those that know how to fuck and then transition onto that level. Now, what we need to do as a society is trickle down that knowledge. This is the first time you will ever hear me agree with trickle down anything, because I just think that's a foul ass fucking way to do shit. But in certain circumstances, it can work out exponentially great. And this is one of them situations. Those that know how to fuck trickle down their knowledge to those that know how to get fucked. And then in turn, they trickle down their knowledge to those that get fucked. Nobody getting fucked that don't want to get fucked the way they want to get fucked. So there's no more just getting fucked over. And under our current governmental and country situations, I think this is more than relevant today than it would have been 20 years ago, because we got a idiot in the office who doing some idiotic things and making some idiotic moves that we gonna all pay for in the long run. All that short term excitement and feel good shit he doing right now is exactly that. It's just some temporary shit to keep y'all from paying attention to how foul and fucked up he is. See, he one of them people that you got to tell him, yo, you ain't fucking me any way you choose. I don't give a shit how much money you get. I don't give a shit how important you think you are. Because one thing I have learned in life, and I'm speaking strictly from my own personal experience, how much money you got, or how important you think you are, or how much of a high society individual you claim to be, or royalty or this, that, and other, is one thing I have learned all throughout human history. No matter how powerful or how big or how important you think you are, or how rich you think you are, all that shit can be taken away with a simple, good iron fist strike to the fucking throat, a snap of the fucking neck, a crack of a fucking skull, a knife at the base of the fucking skull and the spine. All your shit can be ended, a motherfucker take your ass out. So don't think that just because you got some money and you got a little fame or recognition and you got a little influence, or you running the city government or a local government, or hell, even the fucking country government, all your power, all your greatness, all your this, that, and the other can be wiped away with one simple strike to take your ass out. And the only reason why I say that, because I've seen it done before, and I ain't gonna tell you on that one. If you want to find out about me, you damn sure ain't about to find out like this on here. So I will leave that alone for right now. I mean, we will stick to this subject on this, those that know how to fuck, you know, because that's more important than my past and some of the foul shit I done did as a youth that I don't want to repeat or reiterate or even try to let anybody know it was me that did it. That was the difference between me and the other fools out there. I didn't need recognition or juice or fame or none of that shit. I did my dirt in the dark by myself, unbeknownst to anybody that I was doing it, or that it was me that did it. That's how I stayed out of jail and alive all these years. But that's another conversation that we will have on a later date. I will get into my past, and I will get into a whole lot of the shit that I've been through that brought me to this point in life to where I have this kind of insight that I see in the world, and you'll have a better understanding of where I come up with a lot of this shit. You know, this ain't just some random shit. You know, I ain't sitting around just making some shit up. This is some, everything I'm gonna kick on this show is shit that I have personally experienced, been through, had firsthand knowledge of when it was taking place. Even if it didn't involve me, I was still there to see all of it go down. And I just wanted to let y'all know that, you know. Anyway, that is pretty much it for the those that know how to fuck scenario, you know. And once again, I would love to hear from you. So if you get a chance, like, share, or comment on the show, please. Like, share, and comment. Definitely comment. I want to hear from you. And any of your comments or whatever, I will be more than happy to read them out on loud on the show. Maybe even contact you to do a live interview. Love to sit down and just kick it with some of my listeners to, you know, think this, you know, some of this knowledge is worthy of, you know, listening to or using, or, you know, just something you want to hear because you're bored and ain't got nothing else better to do. Even if it's that. But I would love to hear from you. So this is a call to action to anybody who want to, you know, be on the show or just want to comment. And I will be more than happy to read your comment on the show. You know, and I'm always looking for criticism, good criticism, constructive criticism, even, you know, criticism that may be considered bad, just as long as it's not hateful. I don't do the hateful stuff. So if you want to, you know, leave a comment and everything is nigga this, nigga that, fuck you, you ain't, hey, you entitled to your own opinion, but I'm also entitled to not have to pay any attention to it. So don't be upset if I don't respond positively to your ignorant ass negatively response. But I do want to hear from everybody. I mean, I love talking with people. I love hearing from people. I love hearing what people got to say. And most importantly, I love getting that knowledge from other people, because whether you believe it or not, folks, everybody is endowed with a certain level of wisdom. And that wisdom is gained through experience, interactions with people, your environment, how you live, where you live, the people you live around. All that plays into your wisdom. And it helps when you can conversate with others and talk about it and, you know, share your wisdom, and they share their wisdom, and you end up realizing that this little bit of wisdom I had, that little bit of wisdom he had, we put that shit together, and holy crap, that wisdom then now grown exponentially from them two little pieces. Now it's big wisdom, and it can, you know, change lives and, you know, make things better, or in some cases make things worse. Depends on, you know, what your situation is and how you live in it. So I'm going to end this episode saying once again, please like, share, comment, go to our Facebook page, Original Guru of Good Game, and like, share, comment, click on some of the links. Got a couple of more book reviews we're going to be doing next week, and we definitely going to have some links on there for you to go check these books out, place an order, because you definitely going to want to get in on these books. You definitely going to want to get in on the knowledge that's coming out of these books. This is some good shit that's going to really have profound positive effects in your life. That's how good they is. I ain't gonna tell you about them right now because we gonna do the review. But when we do the review, make sure you are back here to listen to this review, because it's gonna be something that is gonna explode your mind. It's gonna blow your shit. You're gonna be like, damn, I should have read that book 20 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Shit, I should have been reading this motherfucker last week. And you're going to love it when you get this knowledge, because when you start applying this shit to your life, you're going to see changes that's going to happen, and it's going to look like fucking magic. You're going to be like, damn, miracles is taking place in my life. And all I did was make these simple, simple, tiny modifications on how I deal with shit. And it's just going to be amazing. Sometimes it's even hard to explain it fully in words, but believe me, I'm going to get down and tell you the whole inside scoop on that one. So we're going to end this now, and I'm going to say love, peace, and hair grease like I always do. And please, if you got any comments or criticism, or just like to, you know, throw in your 2 cents and maybe get on the show, you can reach out and contact me at OG0Gang@gmail.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Original Guru of Good Game, and you can like, share, comment. You can even post up some of your thoughts and ideas, and we'll be more than happy to read them and like them and share them maybe. But that depends on what you put up there and what people think about it. But please do visit the page, Original Guru of Good Game, on Facebook. And we would love to have you people speak out for us, or speak to us, and we'll end this with nothing but love. So take care, enjoy, and until we meet again next week, love, peace, and hair grease.